concentration process. Yeah, different between men and women. So that we are able to allow college to go. Then we have the soft construction of the voter registration thing. Briefing the instructor on his plan and performance plan, and instruction and performance plan on the 12th of April, starts from 9 until 1, and from 2 until 5, it's open. Briefing by Centric will be on the 14th of April from 9 until 1, and briefing by the minister from 2 until 5. Briefing by Sapo on Strategic Plan and Annual Performance Plan will be on the 15th of April from 9 until 1. Then we have a week to work out the program, the course. Don't want us to rush and force ourselves to compromise quality. So the team will draft a report that will take it. That week is meant for them. So that we take the report, we have to tell them all things, we do all that work, and then adopt our report on the 26th of April. I hope we can change the field of the ministers making our MBA because it has implications to their budget and the government of the city. So that's the thing. We can have a very good stage before the change of the That's what we need. And then we have the discussion on ways to reduce cost. Okay, before I move into the next, all the presentation and adoption of committee budget and votes. We've not called it, but TFM is a few old supports to the board and the cost supports to parliament. If the chairman from the board is not available, committee must not be bothered to change the plan. We want to ensure that our candidates. Same thing on the 5th of April, I hope we can have a short minister in the room for the whole engagement to come today. So, such closing down the diary for all the sorts of people. Then we have the 3 May to the 16th, discussion on which to the chief of committee that have a department. We'll have it online from 9 o'clock to 12. We should analyze this one because we might bring an important research on this topic so that we can see research of some research of that proceeds, which is quite informative that grants members of the size of a very professional system with the medication committee trying to who can get from an independent researcher to come and be part of the committee. So that we don't rely on work that's good, that's intended to protect our system. Then the resolution, we know that the 2 issues that are there after our institution is what we have on this term, and then we move it into the next one. Discussion of voice, on which by the government and the institution to support and grow SMM development in the sector. Here, just to highlight, I'm going to request our key mobile operators to be present in this. Because what we want is to understand in terms of your cycle. What is it that how much you are spending on SMEs and when? So that's important. So we're looking at political. The department will leave in terms of the department and the entities, but we will go into different things. Each, for now, within the role players as moral level operators. And then let's move into the next stage with others. Because SME development is operations on everyone's responsibility. So we'll have that into the test that we know, I'm hoping we'll not have a change of the program. But I know the program says that as you consider it from the internet, but it's from 19th May. We write and Parliament did not be able to change the URC. We'll be gone for 2 months from May 19th. Until a date to be finalized in August after the election. That's what we have received as the commission that we have worked on the program that has been executed. Another question?
Thank you, Chair. On Tuesday, the date and time are Thursday, which is caucus day. Has caucus, part of caucus has been suspended during the EDCs, so that's on the 7th and the 14th. I also agree for the last one on 10th of May. It will be almost a year since we failed to meet the transition to the world class. and we haven't had an update on the progress of that. Would it not be timely to have a counseling with the patients at that time to find out what's happening? We have drug reception officers and the city officials and all that sort of good stuff. Because why then we have to do it in September, and then probably right now there's a general report. And I do think that it's an important issue that we need to be kept to very strong.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chief. I think the first one of cooperation is looked at the program of Parliament. There are no cooperating those two weeks. It's an increase in the British committee. We've left Wednesday, because some members have been in other committees and they're speaking on Wednesday, they're going to have to switch off. I think that we've taken Thursday, I think that's fine. I take the note and the issue of sitting on out. I think we'll have to have discussion with our counterparts from the issue of floating. I think what we need to do is that the time to put it up there has to be challenged, constrained. And I'm saying we're arriving on the very end of the ordinary level to fit up to the team. So we'll have to look at a program where we can better accomplish at this level. So that's the program that we're going to move to Alpha Service for now, and then we'll hand it to
that ICT will allocate the development of the dynamic in the context and for example. is probably an expanding the ICT infrastructure and formatting where I think that is done in a cost-effective manner so that the initial facilities that are being provided are in a cost-effective manner. And then the stability integrated project to the CIPC and the president, which is to coordinate and also assisting and assisting on the coordinate with regards to rollout of the infrastructure. So 215 is really the platform where the agents, different shared government, also seek to address some issues that they come out as for the private sector or for the public sector. Regarding the one of the issues that also emphasized that we need to ensure we have the implementation of infrastructure and resources, considering that the currency at the moment we need to expand a lot of high-speed infrastructure, and we do have the money to achieve the resources to afford the location of such resources, and we need to expedite the rollout. And the same comment that was said in 2015 also emphasized the issue from the NDP and also the NPSF as well, but also went ahead to say we need to encourage competition in the sector. And also, specifically in terms of projects that we set out with the machine, which is going to later in one of the slides, that we set out a safe connect. One of the contributions issues that we also need to look at, because we are looking at broadband as an ecosystem, so we are looking at not only from an infrastructure point, so we could also supply side of the issues that are relevant to generating a lot of infrastructure. But also, what is very key was on the demand side, which looked at how we get people to use instead of the software provider. So on the supply side, we acknowledge that ICT infrastructure rollout is heavily intensive, and the result is the need for long-term periods in order to, for the investors to get a paid basic period. And that means you have to get innovative ways to ensure that infrastructure is rolled out in those areas where they are economies.
Improved much faster and much quicker than
crucified was the Lord in particular. And if one of them was changing after the adoption of the Connect policy, there was the government, then other projects on the ICT policy exist again. So that reflects that the until that policy finalized, the strategy is not being addressed. So the issues that people are facing. So once that is addressed, we believe that it will also improve the organization as well. And in terms of the impact, it has also to the economy and also the social impact. The economy has not been well, and it's very important that we address that part in particular to ensure that we support the economic development in the country. And also the social side, people are going to use the ICT to assist them to actually gain access to certain services and also communication among themselves. On the image, individual image has decreased. What's crucial is that on the other side, we have got, and that is very crucial in terms of the image of the ICT community, e-government, the arena, we need to raise the threat of the e-government area so that we can reduce the barriers to our citizens. And also, in the image, that is the infrastructure issue, and the ability to keep. On infrastructure, including the road, like being aware of the road, rolling out infrastructure as fast as it is, and the square. There have been improvements on affordability, remember the multi-initial rights issue and cost-related stuff as well. Seeing that improvement is really important to continue to focus on supporting that. So that's how the company in the global arena and also is so reflected on the South African competition and regulation. Which I think is very crucial to support that position in the global area. So I think what needs to happen is, from a government point of view, you know that you address some of these issues, in particular the government side and the service delivery. At the moment, if you look at what's happening in one context, the government should continue to do kind of that in terms of providing ICT to provide services and people's lives. The moment those who are not doing well, they focus that this fragmented ICT infrastructure allows, there is no interconnectivity between the different government departments. Each government department starts on providing the service in the new market. Meanwhile, what people are looking for, that's what the business is doing, will not have a common access to a new platform, where they are able to access different services. We see that platform going to have access to the education. I think that means that commission to access different services. And behind the scenes, there is all the government departments which also be interconnected so that the integrated platform that supports the environment that we take. So that way, things should be moving as government, and it's important that we connect government and also ensure that we look at government. So from the policy point of what we're doing to also support the broadband rollout and as well as on the supply side, the infrastructure side, we are looking at the three key policies, the one is the national sector policy and the wholesale of the access policy and rapid deployment. The fiscal policy, you know that it's important that country expedite the rollout of broadband. Based on the analysis of the research that has been done, that mobile broadband is equivalent in South Africa. So it is important that we come up with a spectrum policy that assists with our addressing that and that we should be sure the spectrum that comes up from the area. And also the assessment of the barriers in terms of issues, the market that affects competition issues, applying the ACP as well as the different connect, the issues pertaining to the issue of all the connected schemas that have to achieve eventually the wholesale additional problem as well. So the E is the policy that's being finalized as part of the ICT portion review. And also to assess the policy of the experience of the service providers, if it has the approval that we need to get from funding in particular, when we apply for payments to roll out infrastructure. So there is a very important policy that's also being finalized and that we can seek to address the challenges and some of the problems, and creating a uniform framework for the rollout of infrastructure. It's one of the complaints that we get from the sector is that there's no uniformity in terms of what's the kind of value when one needs to apply for infrastructure. people could factor that in between the daily process, and then that will also visually exercise and all out. So with regard to the project initiative that we call the community community, there are various initiatives that are being run, educational, provincial, start level, and also that are those that are being led by the private sector. National level, because of the phase one shift to the phase two broadband, which is to have the government demand to expand the road to stimulate infrastructure and other areas. And the communities are continually finalizing their plan to roll out broadband. So far, housing and investment paid has finalized their plan and started the rollout of their infrastructure. The other provinces, some are still at the constitutional level, the community are providing the plan that they had previously, and then the international common plan. At the municipal level, the several municipal initiatives, those are trying to also provide the rollout of fiber, and also the Wi-Fi as well, providing Wi-Fi to the citizens to enable the citizens to start the And from the private sector and also the public sector, So with regards to the approach that has been taken in terms of the SA Connect, so SA Connect has got four pillars. One of the pillars is called the social development, which then has allowed the aggregate demand for ICT. And use that to stimulate the rollout of infrastructure. The ultimate aim is to ensure that the ICT infrastructure is expanded to rural areas, you know, we have fiber to the villages, in those areas. So once you've got the infrastructure there, it enables other different business models, but also enables a lot of other services to be provided. So the approach at the moment is following on what's coming from the SA Connect digital development pillar, the slogan gave that demand, and then that approach was still in two phases, the first phase and the second phase. First phase is what was announced last year by the president, and then we started with the current transition there to roll out to connect government facilities, about close to 6,000 government facilities in 8 district municipalities throughout the country. So all the planning processes have been concluded. At the moment, I'll go later to on the slide in terms of where we are in terms of starting that rollout. Then we also, during the current financial year, started the process to do the planning for the phase two, which looks at all the main districts, which is all the government facilities in the other districts. So we've done the planning, which we have used that information to court and submit the ministry to the National Treasury. Unfortunately, the amount that are required about 5 billion of them that are required. So we are looking at other alternatives to fund the phase two. And also that there will be a need to look at how to expand that infrastructure. Although the remote areas might be much bigger. The slide just shows the breakdown of the phase one for the facilities we have done and gap analysis in terms of looking at high speed infrastructure. There won't be other infrastructure which is not included, but we have mobile base stations in the area to have copper. But since the objective is coming from the state connect and also to align the region of the country, we are looking at the availability of the high speed fiber infrastructure. And we do that to conduct a gap analysis to see how far the government has and that at the time in terms of planning. So the difference is that there are provinces or districts where the infrastructure availability is quite high, one of them is standard in Kumalala. The level of fiber infrastructure which is also very close to the level of facilities, which is then becomes much easier to expand the infrastructure to connect with these standard facilities. But if one example look at the district like Far Cargo, the far line here. It's got lots of facilities, modern facilities in terms of standard facilities, and also those facilities are schools. much as the fire that infrastructure at the airport. And the other complexity in our time is that the terrain also is complex. That means one is going to look at different technology options to try and close that gap, but still trying to achieve the kind of benefit that we can connect because of the connectivity of the world and the climate line. So that's what has been done. One way or the other, the easy infrastructure, but the facilities are very fastly populated. So it means to connect two facilities, one and let it go to another, to connect those facilities. It doesn't take long in terms of the current investment. So those are the complexities that we've analyzed and this thing, and that also determines the kind of technology that one is going to look at. So the next stage, one that we've done, develop the high level implementation plan that is based on the properties of the infrastructure and activity. And the scale depends on when the process to appoint the service provider starts, when you start your to start doing those particular projects that are very close to the infrastructure, we're able to connect those and then move further from those communities. Then you also have complex, you also put that's the decision that we use. But to do the rollout as an infrastructure that goes up to the market. So that's the idea, that's the only demonstration of how many facilities we can get in the next quarter after the supervisor is appointed and all the projects have been analyzed. And one look then is the provincial level, and what's happening in the provincial level, counting the payment rate, which for the rollout is slow, the focus is connect all the provincial facilities in Kadeh. But what we have identified is going to be the phase two analysis, whether the counting also to get the road applies to the state. They are not, they are only focused on connecting the provincial facilities. So they need to get in terms of the information facilities for the national government, the government to so however, in terms of the overall approach, we are in all facilities and we think that we'll supplement the projects that are happening in the provincial entities. So how can we set this all out? About close to 300 facilities have been connected so far. I think it was also more of the issue that we need to have some time to move faster to finalize the remaining facilities. That's the way to change as well, putting in all the number of facilities that they have planned, about 600 facilities. The phase one has started, and about 50% has been completed so far. And in the next level, we are looking at what's happening in the Wi-Fi level. That's the last question on the Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi connectivity points that are happening in the facilities. In July, next cabinet did, after seeing the focus of the phase one, the focus of the phase one was looking at closing the gaps in investment in rural areas, saying that we need to have another program that supplements that in the metros, but focus on the other areas within the metros. So they asked the department to look at how to get in the way to the metro departments to supplement the other kind of rollout. So we gave all the eight metros in terms of how to provide support for them. And I think some of the metros were able to affect the support because there is a condition we place on that support in particular that we need to complete the connectivity within the current financial year. So especially in Buffalo City, the other metros supported starting the rollout of the Wi-Fi. So we just supplementing what they have. Same, for example, the one which is way ahead of all the metros in terms of the Wi-Fi connectivity. And there were others who just starting or just still continuing phase. The moment that we some of them were started to roll out of the infrastructure. We also had the meeting with Dr. Kenneth Aonda. This is in Zimbabwe, this is one of the districts that have been identified as part of phase one. They had their own program to roll out Wi-Fi, which they have, started, it was launched 2 weeks This just break down the proposal that we received from the various provisions of what is in the government side. Wi-Fi side they need to connect by the end of March. And the focus was really focusing on the underserved areas in those metros, including libraries, customer centers, and area based in the competition there, so that people are able to have access to the free Wi-Fi. I think at the moment, more than 80 of the sites have been connected. China has completed all the 61 sites in terms of, in addition to what they had, they are there about 715 Wi-Fi sites. So this is headed to 61 to that. As Mandela has completed four high sites in the last 2 weeks. And we have been able to move out of communication on the side. So now it's rather moving out there and back home and stuff like that. And Lovely is where it's about to start. It's just analyzing the communications provider. Cape Town is still analyzing the training to supplement what they have in terms of customer connecting with traditional libraries. So we analyze the details in our training. Among us, they're sort of the rollout. Ecoline is completed on 15 sites, so then one site is complete, then we move the sites to the current financial year. Mangao is finalizing the procurement of the service provider. So that's all we have then for the Wi-Fi rollout and what's being done by the municipality. So with the just phase one of the issues that is part of the announced in the Commission 2015 that concerns the legislation of telecom and the ability to roll out broadband. So, and that is supposed to assist the coordination of the state-owned companies, but also leverage on the existing infrastructure to provide the rollout of high-speed infrastructure. So, cabinet also in July affect that decision, and the government with the department to conduct a debate for money analysis, which I don't know the financial and also the health policy benefits for the government if they want partnership to address global rollout together with the telecom. But also looking at how that infrastructure become available to assist all the different stakeholders in the country. So that was done and at the moment the cabinet confirmed that the need for that partnership is concluded between the government Telecom. And that process is underway, the engagement between our department and national treasury at the federal level in terms of how to address the issues that they are being raised around the issue of the telecom business in this area. And these are some of the benefits that have been identified in this presentation. So how to prevent the rollout of privacy infrastructure and how to minimize the limitations of that infrastructure. And how we then facilitate the competition and the different barriers in the industry. And looking at one of the outcomes of the Presidential Review Commission on the state-owned companies, is that we are focusing on the ICT resources, the need to look at the rationalization of those resources, how we then consolidate or and so that the stakeholders can work together in a manner that is much more efficient and focused on the demands of the analysis that are qualified. Slide picture the coordination framework that we have agreed with the Secretary of Government, how we coordinate the different projects and initiatives. The national level is still coordinating with the Secretary of Government. Partners also coordinating with what's happening in the private sector and also the own companies. At the provincial level, we established the provincial steering committees in the provinces, and that then involves the provincial department where we also finalize our own provincial plans. And that also assists the coordination at the municipal level, because at the local level, that steering committee also includes members from district municipalities and local municipalities. So this is the model that is being adopted and used as a coordination and how to engage and also define the work that's coming from the additional detailed input that's being developed. according to this tradition. And it is how these structures are linked to other schools, such as mathematics, schemes, issues, coordinates, government, infrastructure rollouts, which is mentioned by the police. We had a meeting last year ago, where we met the provincial and the municipal committee to look at coordinate rollouts and the issues that are coming from there. And also brings the money comes to the academy also from the policy point of view. And also there is a challenge that are facing and how we are addressing some of these issues. And how do we provide a platform where we can share lessons so that we can support the other stakeholders that are facing the same issues that are in the country. So we're trying to create a similar platform. So in terms of the collaborations, then we still focus on all the structures, ensuring that the infrastructure deployment and quality of the different stakeholders, and also that the same economic conditions so that they are addressed the cost, also the investment of the community as well. And then other government departments here as well, and then should be looking at any device to apply those. The applications that are relevant to the environment, so that those are developed in the also the local context, which is very crucial to support the adoption. And the training of the end users taking place. So this is how we clarify in terms of responsibilities for the different players who focus on this stakeholder engagement initiative. So then looking at the project initiatives that have been carried out at different stage on companies, these members have tried to show that whereas the small companies who operate across the entire region of the government, and the moment we focus on different sectors of positions of the very chain. For example, the telecom operates across the entire chain, and then the telecom is on the connectivity of the economy network part, which is also the international connectivity. And then tech provides international connectivity, and particularly the supply technology and FISA. Focus on the IT platform, the services, or then project the infrastructure from the infrastructure provider. And in some kind of close the gap in particular the access connectivity. So that really provides based on what presented from the services on the company. And of course, focus on the funds, the infrastructure, the fiber connected home. So during the 2015-16 financial year, they brought us to 1,100 kilometers of fiber by now, and spread across the different countries. So they have expanded their infrastructure, although minimal to funding constraints, they were able to add additional fiber to their network. With regard to FISA, FISA has done an analysis in terms of where it connects the government and assess the type of infrastructure that's being used to expand the government. There's been significant slides and current connectivity is submitted not high speed as well. So this has been understood in different providers for infrastructure that's used by FISA to connect the government and the facilities. So there is a modeling barriers for these providers and the speed. It's clear from that I chart that most of the connectivity is below 1 night, so than 500 So that slow speed that's going to be easily about that. And also with regards to either the services or social connectivity, it's how that the Islamic platform enable public service delivery, and also any affairs engaged in the clients, the government department. If government department are also having to digitize, and they're becoming more interested in connecting, there is a speed that should be so cost of access or becomes some issues that they are concerned about. And there's a need to upgrade the infrastructure. Infrastructure, data center, infrastructure, that will be the basis to support the government delivery. So the Gaza government, of course, again, there is an integrated platform which is supported by national coalition register from home affairs. Because that comes to shut all the services which needs to have with citizens. Their identity is crucial, so that's what we've got to be able to have access to that common platform that we don't have multiple data which is not complicated and it's not accurate. And that will support different e-government from different government departments. But those differences have got to be interconnected resources that people are able to access a single portal for all kinds of studies. In terms of analysis, I think it's just showing the connectivity government and what it's trying to do to address the current challenge of those fees that are in government. The blue graphs are just showing what is current in terms of the fees that are in government. And the red are just showing what's been, what the plan has started in terms of moving that connectivity to high speed connectivity. The intention is that connect model size so that we meet the SA Connect target of 10% integration. So that's the plan that we have for 2016. In trying to do that, what we have done is come up with a program, and one of the promotion where we have a coalition partner with the issue of cost and engage government partners say we can over increase their speed of connectivity. And some of the government partners have already started taking up the approaches. We have the government partners have already taken up connectivity using that promotion. So it's giving us other issues and other challenges to change besides the issue of cost that will expedite the speed of connectivity. The next issue is to start as well as the coalition is rather than the focus to also align with the phase one. The first place is the connectivity, the value district, and also chip opportunities in the Alexander district, the Pumalana. And we have connected so far about 20 minutes, one school, and one connection. And then Pumalana as well, they have connected about 20 minutes and one school. So that's in terms of the plan that we have, we try to align with what's happening within the every connect. The other issue is very important to scale. The minister is asking in terms of creating a platform for scaling the users. And what I think is that as this connectivity is given in the government department, the need that those end users also get the scale. But also, the next time is going to take training, so they need to be. The ability of online content, which also helps people to study their own page, they also get into the Akata mind for them, also students, and change to also improve their skills in a manner that's much more comfortable for them. So they want to package in the group and also help workers as well, and also looking at the personnel in the schools and then providing the skills. And they also adding the training in the industry. And so that is the fact that being on out, the skills issues are also being addressed. So the user applies some of the content of the training material to make the Microsoft feed for that. Also there is also the training, because some of the people would like to study English, they are concerned about the security issues. So the issue of trust and the use of ICT is very important. So the program information ethics. And also looking at basic training as well on the introduction of digital awareness. And just basic the computing training as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Just something I need to clarify to ask you some members. The slides I have at too much opportunity. That inconsistency. What was meant to us? There are slides that are missing. what she knows, as she put me on the presentation, she's a medical officer, and what she suggested is largely what my friends are, and my friends are. The slides that I'm missing, there's nothing on the island of computer from your presentation, but still, I'm not sure what I can answer this contract.
Is an indication that what is called treasury is a public-private partnership between the department and Telkom. That that's part of the whole treasury roll-up of seeking those kind of entities. It really is very strange. And I want to also, I have questions to ask you here, and I won't go to all of them too. Just in your planning, you take into consideration for some future scenarios on the increasing urbanization of South Africa's population. Are we looking at spending a vast amount of money on rolling out infrastructure to areas that they will be depopulated in 10 years' time? And what, if you have, what sort of plans have you made for that? Obviously, wireless transmission would be cheaper than a fixed line, but I wonder if you actually looked at that possibility. And we talk about the commissioning, the 39,000, I think it is, government offices within 3 years. What is that going to cost? What are the numbers you put before the issue? And is there room in that for private sector involvement? Because one of the things that they meant was to increase or to foster competition. And we want to know if there is going to be competition with our company. Thank you.
The rural 2, rural 1, and rural 0. I would assume that rural 0 means there's no connectivity in the rural. But the rural 2, rural 1 is not here, what do you actually mean by that? And the project school, program growth, the network project, I think, total 5,000 for the rural activities. And 400 facilities. I think the technology is too intuitive. We are sure which facilities are actually coming from. So we can monitor process is the way that we can use the software and the facilities. And the remaining ones, we don't know even which ones are the remaining ones. We don't know exactly which ones are targeted.
Okay,
that's
another
answer. Okay,
as well, you know, the pedestrian connected to website.
president of the city trade union, they started to get back. At least I know that that's going to have connected to this and the frequency. But then the question that perhaps I would like to ask is, since the announcement of the broadband in 2014, what has actually happened since then? Where has the department set the allocation for broadband in the last 3 quarters of 2016 financial year, apart from the structure broadband rolled out as the financial fund? Do we have a clearer picture of the rules and activities allocated to government entities, provincial government and local municipalities, and some entities within the department and those outside of the department? Thank you.
Thank you very much, members. For my message, let me just highlight that I think that I'm calling that for the first time we're interacting with something so much for us. But I think the issue of finances is what the financial year end, that you're giving money for the program rollout, is coming to an end. Therefore, it's important for us to have an indication how much we have spent and what the money are spent. Slightly than the issue. Just want to understand, I think it goes on the presentation around positive and if you can just give us, what is the presentation that is given, finish the club, I think it's presentation, finish the club, everything around it. Why do we appreciate that we are the community, we have to account for everything? That we have an appropriate fund, that's what we're coming for. Now, in our accounting for the Marshallers, what is it that we have spent of that appropriation money anyway? Because for the appropriate money, if it goes to the municipality, anyway, and how much has gone? I saw one slide to come of the municipality. When you talk about the size that I'm using, for us to understand, for example, Nelson Mandela Bay, the size has been completed. I didn't know. Because we should be able to gauge progress and let on. Based on the figures, what is there, what is in plan for, and what has been achieved. Because that's what I'm just looking at. Now, I think it's the same thing in terms of, okay, slightly you're talking about private sector being part of your work. Who in private sector is there? Everybody else is here. We've got the companies which is very clear, we know the entities that belongs to us, we've got the government, but who in the private sector is there? Part of the coordination. And then but when you look down, provincial and local, the certain community does not reflect what is national now. Why are the reasons why at provincial and local the isn't massive stakeholders? Because as just department, especially because it is true, or unless I don't know what is LMS. Maybe I don't know if that LMS local government. But in government, for example, we go and change in Compton. Compton is government rollout is driven by EU government, something like that. And in establishing entities that help them. So where are those entities? Because in terms of the coordination for government, there are no entities that we have put. It's other provincial line departments, other provincial line departments. Because who are these other provincial line? Line functions department. And then just sitting on there, does this mean this is a plan? It's not yet in place. That's what I'm going to say. Is this structure of incorporation and coordination already in place? For us to be able to know that this work is being done, everybody is being consulted, we would not have problems. So that's for me the issue. Now, you need to go and do it on the figures. They are just inconsistent. First, I think I'll go to slide 12 and 13. That's to show you what I'm talking about. That you put in figures that don't correlate. Slide 12, taking KK, is it? Look at the number that you are giving us at KK, 341. Next. And then you go to taking on pitch teaching and assistance with God's presence. But we understand that teaching has the final time. Same thing with Karshbali district. Look at the figures that we are having there on Karshbali. You've got 8 or 7. But when you go to citation in your presentation, you look at the numbers. Quarter 1, quarter 2, quarter 3, quarter 4. But you have 4 quarters. Where is quarter 5, quarter 6, quarter 7 coming from? But in terms of the heaven, that is something. You have 4 quarters that you are counting for, in terms of theatrical. Once you move to another quarter, you have quarter 1 of the new financial year. Now, that's what you need. That's why it's important for us in the air, the amount you trust. Because you need to know for this financial year, if you ask over there to 3 quarters of the new financial year, for example. And I think it's only protecting that you are not managing into the others. But when you look at those others, all of them, you are overlaying to the new financial year. Now, the option was to say the exercise will be done within the financial year of the nation. And the performance will start doing well for the financial year of the nation, which is phase 2. Now, I come to the issue of phase 2 project and what you are saying is to the percentage of phase of your thing. You say it's not heavy, but there is a clarity on how much you need. For example, if I'm to work on the figures, so having said it's part of the plan, you are giving them 40 million, so I will try to start to do the reason why I can't afford municipalities. They have budgeted the spend for the fund. What are the 40 million going to do in the fund? What do you do? What are the benefits to have 40 million to a future that is already rolled out by fire for sports and 40 million to a future that does not have anything? So you need to do proper prioritization on the basis of what is on the field. Now, this for me is that this is a depth of analysis. That we had and Google future funding, we looked at how many issues future funding areas and future funding has, and then we said we see them both. We both say the same thing. Now, the evidence from one citizen that convinced me that it's a regression. I don't get a sense that you have done a proper analysis. I mean, your slide on 14 shows this is work that comes in there. But you are planning to roll out in county. You are giving county in 5 to 6 months to do what? Shouldn't you have taken the money from the city to give a restaurant? Which are the areas that are not sufficient? These are the rural districts in county. District, rural areas. Now, why are you prioritizing the areas that are already huge on infrastructure development? Your message, Tuareg, Zomek, Cape Town, they have plans for this. They are already doing the work. Shouldn't you consolidate? And say, in the areas where there's nothing, go there. Why? Who is supposed to go to Enfulen, into Sudan district? Who is supposed to go to the now, the new, the nation, eh? So that is your plan, but then by August, where are you becoming this? It's not affecting anywhere in your plan. The potential of new methods and the implication thereof on your budget and your team. As I said, I appreciate the work that you've done for the fact that it is the family that we are inside to, which really needs to come back, because there's work that we need to do, there's the decision that we need to do. I ask you, for example, you need to ask, I think one of the women asked about slide 7, those speakers, I don't think they are correct. So Patrick has done a rollout on his own as part of the decision. Currently, especially on school connectivity, for example, we had a meeting on school connectivity. And we're giving a list to the students, a list of schools already connected. Now, you are coming with the same number of schools that exist. Not ones that need to be connected, and you are playing on that list. I'm not sure why you're doing this. Because that is important for us to be able to do that. The same thing as if I said KJ, I said husband, boy, that's all presentation, see that I'm telling the financial counseling, because how are you supposed to portfolio committee? If your target, if your achievement against your target, that's what you are counting for. Secondly, it's your budget. Because we have to do your budget, we put you here, this is what you are appropriated for. Now, we need to know where is the money. How is the money spent? So that we can come back to the object, the department is accounting. Now, in the current column, the two areas which are critical for us I'm not that conviction. So ever saying that you answer the question, but I think you need another follow-up solution to deal with this issue, as I mentioned. We're going to give DDT and then can indicate who's coming into response.
So for
example, if you look at what we tend to do during the first year, we need to transfer whatever is available in place. But when we locate the countries like that can be connected and paid for, we need to transfer whatever that become available. And because this is about preparing the international infrastructure, so if we prepare for connectivity in the first year, that connectivity is going to be maintained going forward. So in the following year, that might become also in the same condition for that. So hence, we see the number of years continuing to also be the number of customers that connect. Until then, in the entire year, money is being made available. The issue of consumption, I think, is the way the participation change that. This money is not only consumption, the money that pays for the expenses. One has to be connected, because we have to take that consumption back there. However, the participation is also under good expense. It's under consumption, but it's not the money that goes to consumption. And in the lighter year, that's the allocation that we're getting from traders that they're able to be more money. And the only day we're able to end up what was the main phase one, what we will connect initially, which is the shortfall from the tertiary allocation. On the issue of the leadership and the stakeholder partnership, because I think the approach is that since government is not interested in infrastructure, it's so very expensive. Someone has to take the risk of everything on the and also, because government commissions, the affordability of the services must be a sector that can be considered. Also, the other policy issues that government needs to achieve, that government needs to professionalization, how do you think that be? So, only the other way partnership can just go to be in the form of partnership. You are not only achieving financial benefits, and also economic data for the entire sector. But also the policy for the blood that we need to achieve in terms of streamlining the mandate of the SOE. So that's why the issue of the partnership is also very important. Then on the issue of whether the planning takes into consideration the migration of people from rural areas to every area. The way we approach this planning is that we are focused on expanding of infrastructure in the underdeveloped areas. And hence, we are looking at schools, connecting schools, which is very crucial. What we have accepted in terms of analysis is that in each and every community, at least there is a school, at least one school. So if our approach is to ensure that each school is located at high speed, then there will be five of each rural area or each school. And that does not exclude other modes of providing broadband. Mobile still needs high capacity because that also can make it easier for human health, whether it's mobile or the family wants to provide local internet. If you're able to have access to that infrastructure, you have to get closer than like one entity now, just one people to best continue to be able to issue. So the approach is aligned with what I've been doing globally, is that you push for the expansion of infrastructure to villages. One day, you can see other technologies that are very close, you're able to achieve high capacity to see the infrastructure is very close. So that's how the application of this plan and also the choice of the school as well is becoming very important that providing and continuing the schools that infrastructure is very close. So in terms of the migration, we believe a lot of people are still remaining there, but the schools will always be there. So that will also, I think, government in order to digitize the procedure of the education as well. So that's the approach that we take. And in terms of phase two, we still analysis in the project, which also sensitive to components, the components of the services, that's the facilities that are very close to infrastructure. At that time, we started to implement the program. And then there are also areas where it is needed to invest in infrastructure and government resources and that is used to achieve target in a quicker manner. So we have to say that it's about 50 billion from the infrastructure gap analysis need the exact location of the also one that we have to get very much. This also creates other problems. Because you will have what's caused in the past, that will come up to some point in the world. But also, eight other countries like China, but now also, this is what I'm saying, it will not be the camera. So, if you're driving this process, if you're evolving with it, it's also a thing in the world. headquarters, what we are trying to do, so that it should be minimal education. We should be able to leverage on the existing things or existing infrastructure. We are involved in including projects in inclusion. Also through the other community that we have, whether it's the municipality and the other plans, prioritization of the metro project, what infrastructure, what is it, what are the requirements when we get the metro, so that we have to make it answer to the disparities, that we can get finally, because of the connectivity is in the township, the land infrastructure in this area. So we take point the system that we could also supplement to other areas. Not only the school side funds, but so far from the city of the city, it's also helpful for the community in terms of providing that access to some of the systems for our life. And then there was the issue of second amendment about the inclusion of facilities to show that they have been connected and that has been counted. So as you say, we are not having all the contingent that happened, but in our estimate, most of that contingency is way below the property that we are having. So we are ready, we know where they are connected, but however, if the school is currently connected to them, we have a line.
Whoever the land, whether it is to local or national, should pay for that's the venue the hearing committee should be responsible for that proper planning and coordination. Thank you.
Chairman, the comment that the publication is so, you know, highly summarized, everything is projected. We only get, clarity when asked to explain, you can't see as to what you mean here. But if I have to take this document and organize a workshop to my constituents, we're only able to explain the things that you already explained. If we can get, a clear presentation. So that even in absence, we're able to come to the document.
On the phase two, what I meant was that we have done the channel analysis to check that. And this is the infrastructure and the physical structure of some of the systems. I say that the future of construction changes. Welcome the input from President Sending the Commission that the coordination will become much more strong to do the head of issues and go to what happened in South yesterday because they had something going on which is long as it started to take on the other that is not really getting the head to them. And then we also address the content of vulnerable children in terms of trying to provide much more information. Because I'm not sure how so, many rights will try to engage in contact with, but they try to provide some detailed information and the process for the little before and that.
I think the argument is that we continue need a sort of discussion on this. A lot of things here should be studied, but a lot of things that we need to have in front of us as well. In terms of targets for the energy laws, in terms of financial scale of planning, and potential dealing with the institution for the new financial, and not for the new financial year, what do you think is the very important in that space? So that you can be able to have a better decision, so that you are able to have a better decision, because this is your question for the end of the country.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.